Welcome to the podcast, Winning Through Culture, where we're helping entrepreneurs stay impactful and relevant. I'm your host, Tim Flanagan.
We are here today in the midst of the COVID-19 virus outbreak globally, certainly an unprecedented time for all of us. And we're going to spend some time today talking about things that can be done in a culture to help your employees and your associates get through some of the tougher times of being out of the office, working from home, not being able to socially connect. And I also want to spend some time talking about what you can do as a leader to not only take care of yourself, but to position yourself, take care of your people, again, through this very unprecedented time. We'll dive into a few topics today and hope that some of these ideas and or resources we talk about may help you as you lead your company and your employees through this unprecedented time.
So Tim, in being that this is not a situation that you've been in before, given that this is a global outbreak, what are the top three things that are on your mind leading an organization of individuals who typically would be in the office for a structured period of time, but also have the opportunity through the flexibility of our profession to then go out and meet with people?
Well, before I start, Amanda, I thought it would be good just to give a recognition shout out to all of the efforts of our healthcare community and all those that are fighting this virus and are dealing with the strain and stress of having to take care of people. You know, you've got a medical community that is stepping up big time, first responders, local health officials. So I think it's important we give them not only a big shout out, but a big thank you for all of their efforts in this very stressful time. And certainly our prayers go out to those families and individuals that are being impacted by COVID-19, whether directly by contracting it and being ill or in the hospital, or indirectly because of the economic business impact. You know, it's a tough time for everyone. And, you know, we're a very mobile society and we're used to being in control of a lot of things, and both our mobility and our control over things has certainly been greatly diminished and probably will continue to be more diminished in the weeks to come. So the three things I thought maybe today we could talk about are how do you attend to your people through your culture in a time like this? Number two is how do you attend to yourself as a leader? The old adage of the flight attendant telling you to put the mask on yourself before you put it on the person next to you couldn't be truer in days like today, because as leaders, it is very important you tend to yourself first because your people are depending on you. And I think number three, we maybe can just share some creative ideas on what to do. There's a lot of innovation and creativity that seems to be coming out these days on how do you stay connected in a world where everybody is working remotely, holed up in their homes. So thought we could tackle those three topics.
Absolutely. So let's start with self-care. I know that from a core values perspective, balance is very important, not only in a traditional sense, but especially in the world that we're living in today. When you think about self-care for not only your person, but also the family that is there with you, what really comes to mind? What are you focused on?
Well, there's I think five key areas of our life that need attending to on a daily basis. And so first off, I'd say physically, you know, I'm used to going to a gym and being in a fitness class. Well, the gym is closed and the class is not taking place. And I think more than ever, you need to really attend to taking care of yourself physically, getting exercise, walking. Again, following the social distancing guidelines, but definitely doing things. There's a lot of things you can do to exercise. But on top of that, you know, eating properly, getting the right hydration, and rest. It's a stressful time. Our adrenal glands are on overdrive in some cases, and that just requires additional rest. So number one, I'd say, is exercise. That will help both your mental and emotional capacities significantly. Number two is relationally, and really attending to key relationships. I mean, I'm here at home with my family. Everybody's doing their thing, working. I'm fortunate that I have a home office I can work out of, but you know, it's a stressful time, and it's a time to make sure that key relationships in your life are being attended to most immediately with those that you're living with physically. But I know personally at a family level, I set up a Marco Polo family. It's an app that is basically a video-based app, and our family is communicating through that, doing some silly things. We actually are going to start a weekly Zoom meeting tonight at 7 that my brother-in-law put together. And a very creative idea from another sibling of mine. It may not have been the original intent of the site, but we set together a Caring Bridge site so everybody could kind of communicate through that. So relationships are key. I think inside of that, getting outside perspectives and talking to friends, both outside your own company and or industry, just to see how they're doing. You know, there's a lot of news that's not necessarily positive, and it's a serious situation. But that would get me to my third thing, which is just intellectually, mentally, trying to attend again to your mental health and being careful and cautious for what you take in as news, and certainly what sources of news you take in. You know, I'm fond of saying social media is not a really great source of accurate news. I've suggested that to our people, as you know, if it doesn't come from the CDC or the World Health Organization, I wouldn't pay much attention to it. Also inside of that is plan something fun. My wife and I made a decision last night that we're planning, candidly stuff that we would not have maybe necessarily done before, because we were busy and we were working and running around, but we're going to do some game nights, some movie nights. And just try and make sure that there's some fun inside of that. The last two areas that I think are really important, and we'll come back to the business one because that is important, but I would say spiritually. Whatever your spirituality is, this is a good time to reconnect with your purpose in life. I think it's a time to adjust maybe your expectations on what or where you may be and reprioritize things in life. And I think it's a time to definitely be intentionally patient and try and be a little graceful. Everybody's under the same pressure. Everybody's trying to adapt and adjust to a very different and new experience. And patience is good. And then I have found personally, and it's very much applicable today, is take some time, whatever prayer time or reflection time is to you. Keep that time sacred. And as a part of that time, write down some things that you are grateful for that happened. Either if you do your quiet time in the morning, do your what were you grateful for from yesterday, or if you do it in the afternoon, you know, what were you grateful for today? So those are some things I think you can kind of immediately do just to attend to your own well-being.
So you talked a little bit about not only making sure that you're focused on your mind, body, and your spirit, but at the end of the day, we're all working towards building out our community, and having the social distancing can really put a damper, to be honest, on how people are engaging. So you spoke to the key relationships that are at home physically with you right now, or the ones that you're most tangibly accessible to. What would be your advice for those who crave being out and crave the energy that they get from others as we all practice social distancing and making sure that we're helping to be part of the solution instead of part of the spread?
Well, what great question. And for those that are not as familiar with the technology tools that exist out there, they're getting a crash course in it. And I was never big on FaceTime, but I learned how to use FaceTime real quick. As I mentioned, Marco Polo is another app that a neighbor of mine introduced to me. And then from both a personal and a business, but certainly business standpoint, we're using a lot of Zoom. And I'm actually asking that all of our meetings, including one-on-one conversations, be done via Zoom. I think it helps to see people. I've told people I'm not as concerned at this point with what they're wearing or whether they did their hair. Yeah, so it's just let's see each other and you know, I do think there's some value in maintaining your routine and showing up for work, so to speak. And I've been doing that, but got a lot of grief for wearing a tie last week on Zoom. So no tie today, but definitely the video chats. One of the ideas that we're going to work through in our organization is a series of wellness sessions with Natalie Creedon. She owns a yoga studio, and she's going to do a number of different segments for us via Zoom. We're going to do a virtual Bible study in our business, again, via Zoom, so people can see one another. And we've already planned some social Zoom get-togethers. I did a small Zoom happy hour last Friday at 5 just to test it out. And it was fun. We had a lot of laughs. It was a business group, so we actually got a little bit of business done. But everybody brought their favorite cocktail, and we sat on Zoom and talked and laughed. And, you know, again, not the same as being together, but definitely better than sitting home alone and being isolated.
Agreed. So you mentioned a little bit about utilizing technology platforms, and you mentioned the app that's Marco Polo. Some of the other ones that I've seen out there that people are starting to gear up and use again are things like Words with Friends. So it's basically a live Scrabble that you can play. And for those who have friends or family that are not in your state normally, I think it's a great opportunity for you to kind of to pull off those ideas and share them with the community around you. I personally have friends that are in Germany, and I don't get to see them all the time. So we video chat through WhatsApp literally every other week, so I can at least see them and stay connected. And then we have lots of games that we play as well. So it's a cool way to kind of go back into the app store that's on your phone and try something new that maybe you haven't thought about before and connect in a different way. But definitely using video chat is ideal, whatever platform you choose to do that through. So when you think about, you said this earlier, and it really resonated with me. So going through the process of being intentionally patient and graceful during this time, I realized that, you know, using the video chat, being able to see someone is ideal when you're having a conversation, because a lot of your tone and meaning can get lost when you're simply just utilizing a text-only environment or an email-only environment. What advice would you give around your statement of being intentionally patient in that way? And how are you helping the, you know, individuals in our organization and also in the community support giving a little bit more grace right now?
Well, what I meant by being intentional and patient is just that. Everybody's stressed out. Everybody's frustrated about something. There's kids at home that normally wouldn't be home during the day. You know, there's parents that are learning to take a crash course in homeschooling while they try and do their job.
And what is I keep seeing that? All the memes on Facebook and people talking about, I guess it's the new math. It's not the way we learned how to like divide and all of this. Cool.
I was never good at math, new or old. So I'm also not good at Words with Friends, by the way. So if anybody wants a guaranteed win with Words with Friends, I'm your opponent. But again, it's silly things. The last few days I've been sitting here working, doing Zoom calls and drinking a lot of caffeine, and I realized that's not very good. So I switched to decaf iced tea today. I had enough stress. I didn't need to add caffeine fuel in the fire. And I really did have to slow down and stop and realize that everybody, you know, a lot of people are used to control and are out of control right now. And everybody's kind of got the same questions as far as, you know, how long will this go? What will the impact be? You know, what is it going to mean to me and my family, my business, you know, the country as a whole? And so the intentionality, I think times like this call for a higher level of discipline than good times. I've always said, you know, adversity is a much better teacher than success. And you know, I also have another saying that I keep reminding myself of every day, that the only way out is through. And that is certainly the case here. And, you know, we need each other, and we need to be mindful and patient with one another. And again, I think you have to be intentional about it. It's probably not natural to begin with, but when things aren't as stressful, it's probably a little bit easier. But when they're stressed and, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, I think the snippiness and the opportunity to be less patient is much higher.
Yeah. Well, I've come to find too, just with the conversations that I've had, not only in the work community, but also in the relationships that are near to me, is really this concept of dealing with boundaries. And I know you and I have talked about this as well. And you mentioned it earlier about having a routine and sticking to that. Whether you did that your hair that day or not, doesn't matter. But that you do have the certain things that you do at certain times every day, or at least that you have this, you know, bucket of items and you're like, okay, I have to get this done today. So keeping yourself in somewhat of a schedule, I think, is ideal. But I know, like, personally, you know, dealing with the boundaries of, okay, my work is now with me 24/7. Yes, I have a room I can go to. It might be a music room and have guitars in it, but there's a room that I can go to do it. But however, it's like 5 steps away from my bedroom or the kitchen or what have you. So what advice would you give individuals who are maybe struggling a bit, whether they have children at home and they're trying to balance that, or it's just other family members or other commitments, about boundaries and the establishment of kind of keeping that routine? And ultimately that links to mental health.
Yeah. And it's a great question. I'm not sure that I'm a great role model for it. As we record this, it's 2:00 in the afternoon. I have 453 steps for the day. It is raining out. So
maybe I need to send you a challenge on,
a Fitbit challenge or something. But yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like struggle to create a boundary of work. And again, if you're not used to working at home, it's easy for it to be consuming quickly. If you are not used to working at home and you have children, it's also easy, I think, to struggle with balancing the two things out, because you can't just put your kids off in a corner and leave them alone. Although I'm sure at some point some people are ready to do that. But in all seriousness, again, I think it's going to take time for people to adjust to this. Hopefully it's not something we have to live with for too many weeks or months. But I do think, you know, having a boundary where you make a decision, there's a finish line to the day and adhere to it and put your devices away or off. Again, as a business owner, I'm you know, in a situation where I can't quite do that yet because there's so many things happening so fast. But I think many people can probably get away with doing that, and it's a healthy thing to do. You know, turn off the devices, put them away, give yourself a finish line to the day, and conversely, you know, an appropriate start line. I mean, the good news about this is there's not a lot of commute time if you're working from home. And if you are an essential service like ours, we have a skeleton crew that's going in, but they don't have much traffic to contend with, and use the time wisely.
So you mentioned, you know, there are essential personnel for many different industries and businesses that are going into the office, and, you know, they're there to make sure that our environment and our community continues to move forward. For those organizations that don't necessarily have to have individuals physically in their space, what would be some of the tips or installments that you feel leaders of organizations of any size could really look to right now to make sure that they're keeping the momentum, not only with their business, but also making sure that the people in their business are remaining focus, but yet ingrained in the culture that you've already started to build?
I feel like the first thing, and it may seem counterintuitive, is this is a time to make sure you are caring for your people. And don't wait for them to tell you they need help or they need something, but ask them, you know, check in with them on a personal level. We're doing several things in the organization, both from a communication perspective. Yeah, I mentioned the wellness series and the social Zoom get-togethers we're planning. We've engaged with an organization called Right Now Media that is a online platform of all kinds of different learning materials, including materials that can be used from a standpoint of homeschooling. but items that are, you know, based on faith, Bible studies, to, you know, very practical business, and not only business and leadership classes or programs, you know, how to get through a time like this, but also a number of things just, you know, to take care of yourself from a wellness perspective. So right now, media, I think, is going to be a good resource. But again, I think that taking care of your people is first and foremost, but it's also followed up very, very, very closely by taking care of your business, because it's the business ultimately that does take care of the people. And that's another focus that I think is absolutely critical, is how do you keep your business operations going as much as possible in a time like this? And I feel like in this short span of a week, I've seen a significant uptick in innovation and new ideas that are practical that will help us serve our client base, which first and foremost is our financial advisors in our business, and secondarily, their clients that they're trying to serve and provide clarity and financial security to. So taking care of the business, I think, is absolutely critical. And having a model for how that looks, you know, while we're embracing social distancing, there are certain critical business functions, at least in our business, that need to be handled live. And whatever business you're in, attend to it. Get creative, find ways to, you know, keep your business growing, quite frankly, through this. And I think the innovation that's going to come out of this whole experience will be fascinating. I think there'll be some new business models that come out of this. You know, Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach talks a lot about creative destruction, which is the concept of disruptive forces economically, basically destroying certain business models, but emerging and creating new business models. And as a business owner, I'm encouraging people that we work with to look for that in your own business, look for ways to adapt your business model to this environment. And it may be something that out of this environment becomes a greater way of running your company for the long term on the other side of this thing, because there will be another side of this thing. And that's, I think, super critical at this point, Amanda, is, you know, take care of the people, very closely take care of the business that ultimately provides for everybody's livelihoods, and do them in that order.
So, Tim, we touched on several different ways that individuals can continue to move as we work through this new normal that we're all facing. From an overarching leadership perspective, how would you encourage others from a business owner standpoint continue to win and lead through culture?
Winston Churchill had many great quotes, but one of them was, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." And I think the important thing as a leader is to focus on being positive, on helping your people see you in a strong position of positivity. I think the other piece is, again, communication. This is a time where I don't believe you can over-communicate to people. Do it in an orderly fashion. Don't overwhelm them with information, but definitely work to communicate with people to try and, again, help them see things in a way that ultimately they can make sense of. So keep it simple, and in the case where necessary, keep it actionable. But I think that's ultimately also a really critical component of tending to culture, is that ongoing communication. Keep people connected. We talked about that, but, you know, definitely keep people connected, whether it's, again, virtually, which is really the only way we can do that right now. But, you know, do things that are fun. We've decided we sent gift cards digitally to our people, and we've got some other plans, again, to keep them connected to the organization and attend to them. And that, you know, I think that you also eventually, as a leader, from a cultural perspective, you've got to be transparent and tell people the truth. I'm not sitting here trying to impress upon a Pollyannish view of the world, but make sure it is the truth and help people digest it Because again, a culture, as we've talked about before, is a living, breathing organism, and it needs to be attended to every day. And again, times like this, it needs even more attention than times of prosperity. So stay engaged as a leader, take care of yourself so you can take care of your people and take care of the business so it can continue to take care of the employees and clients that it serves.
I've enjoyed spending time with you on this episode today, and be sure to continue along this winning journey with me. Thank you for listening to the Winning Through Culture podcast, and remember, stay impactful and relevant. To connect with us, you can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Winning Through Culture, and find us online at winningthroughculture.com, or just go to the show notes where you'll find all the links. We look forward to connecting with you and hearing from you. Thanks for listening.